Major Brendan Nottle from the Salvation Army joins us. Major, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross and John.
Hey, the Salvation Army Red Shield appeal will go digital for the what? For the first time in 55 years.
Yeah, that's right. We have been running the Red Shield appeal for 55 years, and there's a couple of things that are happening for us at the moment. I think this appeal is going to absolutely be the most critical appeal that we've ever run because we've been absolutely swamped with people needing support, you know, with coronavirus hitting so many people. So we're in desperate need of funds, but equally, we've had to change the whole way we operate. So instead of being out on intersections and knocking on people's doors, we've had to set up this digital door knock. And it's going to be interesting. So if people are confused by that, they can just go straight to salvationarmy.org.au and make their donation. Or if they're tech heads, unlike me, they can go to their local Salvos online and they can set up a page on their local Salvos page and they can get their family and friends to jump in and donate.
Is there, for choice of a better word, is there a new class of people that need your assistance during this period?
I've been seeing it myself, John. So we're up at Bourke Street and we've seen a tripling of the number of people coming in for help. And it's been really interesting because it's predominantly men that are that new group of people coming in. So it's labourers, construction workers, people in the hospitality industry that have lost their jobs and have got no idea how they're going to make their ends meet. And I've seen some pretty sad things, but standing there and hearing these guys come in and hearing their stories and actually seeing how embarrassed they are about being in a place like the Salvos, because they've been donors in a lot of cases. They've supported our work in the past, and now they're having to reach out, and they're coming in with mates and friends because they've got no idea how they're going to navigate their way through an organisation like the Salvos, and they're just embarrassed, and they want to have mates there with them in case they bump into people that might know them.
What, that's an incredible story, incredibly underreported. That is incredible. So at a stage where you have a greater need, you have a less capacity to raise funds.
Oh, absolutely. So we haven't talked about it enough, I don't think. Because I think we've just been, to be honest, Ross and John, we've been smashed. So smashed with need, but smashed with the fact that our donations have dropped off, and they've been dropping off, I think, because people are doing it so tough. But I think that the amazing thing about Victorians and Australians is when they hear about the need, they stand with us. They've done it throughout our history, and we believe they'll continue to do it again.
Okay, so I'm writing it down in front of me because we all need to go there. Anyone who's capable, who has the capacity, needs to go to salvationarmy.org.au, and if we go there, it will direct us to where we make a donation.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be very, very clear.
salvationarmy.org.au. We need to go there now. Major, good on you. Keep going with your good work.
No, thank you. Thanks for all your support. And we just really, really appreciate it and really appreciate the support of your listeners as well. They're amazing.
Good on you, Major. salvationarmy.org.au. It's 23 after 6.